I kneeled above the pale, naked girl lying atop her white satin sheets. It was what artists called the golden hour, and the warm glow of the almost setting sun pouring through the tilted Venetian blinds lit her perfect body with a radiant glow. She was slick with sweat, her skin marked with scratches and red impressions that would soon become bruises. I'd never done anything like this before. I'd slept with girls, sure. But not like this. Not like this. I slowly shook my head. That was amazing. Amazing. I can't believe you didn't say it. She was silent for a moment, the only sound being her shallow breaths in and out. The frantic breathing of earlier now beginning to calm down. Her voice was weak and muffled as she spoke down into the pillow.
Say what?
You know, I said, lightly running my fingers over a deep red mark on her back. The safe word. After what I'd done to her, it amazed me she hadn't said it. She told me to give it to her rough, and I did, but even so.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There was another shallow breath as my heart dropped down into my stomach.
Please don't kill me. Please.
She began to sob. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. What the hell was going on? What had I done? Earlier. Chapter 2. Rich. I had been sitting on one of the benches in the university gym next to Jake, panting, when he suddenly punched me on the arm.
What?
Spill it!
What are you talking about?
Don't bullshit me, man! You've got a date, and you haven't even told me about it. So, spill it!
How the fuck do you know that?
Well, when you finished your arm set, you switched to one of those lightweights and kept on going.
You're trying to get pumped.
You want to look good for a girl.
That, and you're not talking today.
Busted. He was right. I had been trying to get as pumped as possible. And it was because I was meeting a girl later. Well, meeting was perhaps not the precise term I should be using. It's this chick from some dating app, but I'm not sure about meeting her. Jake cocked his head at me.
Why? Bit of a dog?
I laughed and shook my head, pulling out my phone. Look, I said as I opened up the app and pulled up her photo.
Holy shit, he said, followed by a whistle. That chick is fine. I didn't know they made chicks like that over here.
I looked down at the screen again for perhaps the thousandth time. He was right, of course. She was hot as balls, toned and fit and with a killer smile. Probably 10 years older than me, but didn't they say women reach their sexual peak much later than men? That was partly why I was nervous about meeting her. Well, that was about 1% of it.
So what the hell is wrong with you? Is it because of Kathy?
Kathy was this Irish girl I'd been crushing on for a while. She was also, like me and Jake, an exchange student, and we were supposed to go to a pimps and hoes party she was hosting the following night. Rumor had it, she had her eye on me, too. But that definitely wasn't it. I hadn't even got with Kathy yet, and both Jake and I would be gone soon anyway. We were both just doing our junior year abroad here in jolly old England, as they hated it to be called. It wasn't like I was going to be having anything long-term with any of these chicks. We'd both be back in the States once the term ended. We were here to get laid, not tied down. Nah, this chick wants to meet this afternoon. I'm not even going to see Kathy till tomorrow. And who knows if she'll put out.
Dude, she will definitely put out. But that's tomorrow. What about this one today?
The thing is, this chick doesn't actually want to, you know, date. He punched me on the arm again, and this time it actually kind of hurt. That meant he was excited.
Nor do you, dumbass. If she just wants to...
He looked at me with raised eyebrows as if he was about to use a clever euphemism.
Fuck? Then what's the matter?
It's just that...
Give me that.